It's showtime, folks. 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase and Big Joe on this Friday. Hey, you all almost made it to the long weekend. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. JoJo, what's up?
I just got told to shut up by Nick Keyser, which I love because his wedding's on Sunday. And I said, can you move the camera we use in the studio? I said, can you put it outside the studio? And he said, no, I'll just shut up. And he walked out. I think that's what he said. I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
well, that type of behavior will not be tolerated. So, Mr. Keyser, I'm going to need you to be in my office on Monday.
Right. Hey, I will tell you this before we start. I know we'll get into it, but I want to say this real quick. Our grandparents grew up in the 50s and listened to radio and would listen to baseball and all, you know, hear all that stuff. Well, last night I sat on the porch, had a nice cigar, and listened to Kevin Ingram and Andrew Allegretta call the Vandy game last night through the stream on 102.5. Fantastic evening. Fantastic job by those two guys. So if you talk to them today, please tell them that, because it was a lot of fun listening to college baseball on my deck, smoking a cigar, listening to Vanderbilt win last night.
Yeah, no, I wasn't smoking a cigar on my deck, but I was listening to some of it via the app, and they did a fantastic job. Vandy gets the win, so they will not play tonight. They'll actually have a night off, which I know Tim Corbin, you know, we talked to him yesterday and resting the pitching and everything. That's certainly an advantage. So they will play again on Saturday are just a couple of wins away from winning an SEC tournament.
I think it's fantastic. Great for them.
Yeah, for sure. But, no, it was a late night in Hoover. That's for sure. Yeah. I mean, it was about, 1 o'clock or a little before 1 o'clock before it got done?
Yep. They beat Mississippi State 4-3. So now do they wait through a winner of the Tennessee-Mississippi State game on Saturday, Dr. Crane?
Yes, they do. I think that's right. Yeah. Yeah, so they get the night off and get to just chill, and I'm sure Corbs will watch the game. You know, coaches how that works. But
I hope he does.
He'll obviously be scouting. But I hope his guys just kind of relax a little bit. You know, he talked about yesterday where they're staying. Now you've been to the Winfrey Hotel in Hoover multiple times for SEC media days.
Well, and other things.
So they have the mall and all of that. So there's a lot they can do. So.
Yeah, when I was at Samford, there was a bar close to there that never checked IDs, so we always
of course
would go out that way. And part of my life I'd like to forget, but yet part of my life that made me the absolute loser I am today. So it's
you know
a lot
what
of
I've
fun.
Noticed about you? There is always a story that either involves a bar or spring break,
or a fight. Yeah, and the thing is with toppers, when somebody's a topper, like Nick Keyser is a topper, right? So when you have a topper,
he is a hilltopper. Yeah,
exactly. Right. But we have all those friends who, like, you tell a story and it's like, oh, here's what I did. I don't mind it if you could push the story further. You know, if like, oh, yeah. I add something to it. Not necessarily your experience someplace else, but about, hey, we went and did this. Like, oh, man, I was there and here's what happened. That's fun. But when you're like, oh, listen to my story, it's like, oh, God, here we go again. I'm not saying we do that. I'm saying everybody does it.
Yeah, no, sure. Everybody does that, for sure. So Memorial Day weekend, long weekend. You know, be safe. Have some fun. I'm sure a lot of you are going to go out on the water. It's vacation season officially, but it's also racing season. This is my favorite weekend of the year. Sunday is the triple header. They'll start in Monaco with F1 early in the morning, then the Indianapolis 500 early afternoon, and the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway that night. And Kyle Larson is going to attempt the double. He is qualified fifth for the Indianapolis 500.
Nice.
So he will be going back and forth between Charlotte and Indy as he attempts to run 1,100 miles on Sunday. I am a little concerned, though, because Mother Nature, the forecast did not look good for Indy. So Mother Nature may not be cooperating as she needs to be.
Oh, well, I mean, it's like you can't do anything about it, right?
No, you can complain, but you know,
we're good at that.
Yeah, nothing you can really do. But I want to see it because I just feel like he's, you know, obviously Tony Stewart's done it before. Kurt Busch did it a few years ago. He's the last one to attempt it. John Andretti, Robbie Gordon, those are the ones that have done it, the Memorial Day double. I feel like he's got a shot to win. That's the thing. I think he can go to Indy and win.
Oh, nice.
So he's, I mean, I looked and he was one of the betting favorites for the Indy 500.
Did Newgarden win that thing last year?
He did.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he's the defending winner.
Okay.
So, and Penske swept the front row for qualifying. So,
oh, I've swept the front row before, and
well,
I was making $8 an hour. But hey, it's, it was good to do that. So, yeah, that'll be good for him. That'd be kind of, nobody's ever done that, right? Won both?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone's won. Yeah, nobody's won either race when attempting both.
Okay.
So, Stewart had some pretty good finishes, and Kurt Busch did well. I know at Indy, and I can't remember what he did at Charlotte, but. So that'll be fun. We're airing both races. Obviously, Vanderbilt could shift some things around a little bit station-wise.
Well, but, let's hope they do, Chase.
Let's hope they do. But as of right now, Indy on at 10 o'clock here on 102.5 The Game. The Coke 600 later that evening here on 102.5 The Game. But if Indy has to shift because of Vanderbilt, they'll move over to 93.3 Classic Hits.
So. Classic Hits. All right, I have a question of the day for you, all right? It's not so much a question of the day, but you don't know what I'm about to say, though, right?
Okay, no, I usually don't.
All right, so this is something, it's special to me, it's special to you, and special to a lot of people. All right, we have Memorial Day weekend, correct?
Yep.
What is this weekend about?
It's about soldiers that have been lost in the line of duty.
Yeah, that have served and have passed
served
on.
Served and yeah. passed on, yeah.
So today on the text line, from now until 11 o'clock, 615-737-1025, we're going to read all of them. Text our line, or you can call, about somebody in your family who's passed away that served our country, somebody that that you loved, maybe a friend, uncle, father, no. mother, it doesn't matter. But we could take time out today to honor them. We have some, and I'll get into it later, about my uncle who passed away in a plane crash serving the country. So it's all these we could talk about. But I want to hear, I mean, today, it's special. There's a lot of great things happening and honoring those that have fallen either, you know, in service or have passed on afterwards after they've come back from war and serving the country. Whatever. We want to hear from today. So 615-737-1025. Just let us know, and we'll read them throughout the show.
And give us name, rank, and branch.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah,
yeah. We can honor them properly. No, I did not know where you were going to go with the question today, and I love the question. So it's a very very appropriate one, and so we'd love to hear from our listeners on that and honor those who have served our country, because you know, there's a lot of people that deserve that honor.
Yeah. Anybody?
615-737-1025.
Anybody come to mind in your family?
I actually, so my grandfather did, and you know, he's been gone for almost 10 years now, but you know, last weekend when I went to Mississippi, my great uncle James Dion Lane passed away, and he I think he was in Japan and maybe during Korea, I can't remember the years, but he was in the Army and served. And you know, one thing that I just find, and obviously it's a sad situation, you're at a funeral, but one thing I think is just a really cool ceremony is, you know, when you serve, you get the American flag on the casket, and
right.
then they come and they have the, you know, they play taps, and you know, you can't stand there and hear taps and not have a tear, you know, in your
eye. No doubt.
And fold the flag and all that stuff. And so they presented it to my great aunt last week. So that was, yeah, but it's like, I stand there and like, you're sad, but you're also damn proud.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's like one of those things. And they did, when my grandfather passed, it was the same way. So those two for sure. And I got countless others, that served. My best friend, Logan, was in the Army for about 8 or 9 years. Didn't see any major combat or anything like that, but was overseas and all of that. So
did he pass away?
No.
So, well, I mean, so he doesn't
get this weekend.
Oh, I was like, where are you going? This is sad. I didn't know this story that happened that way. No, I mean, you look at.
I'm just saying, I know a lot of people that have served.
You look at those, you know, the Vietnam vets and the World War II and the Korean War. I mean, those like my grandfather, that general, those were men, you know what I'm saying? I mean, those were just men who were just badass. And I get you, man, with my daughter's grandfather passed away. He was a Marine, great man, and they came down, two Marines came and did that fold the flag and everything, mm-hmm. and there was not a dry eye in the entire room. And you want to hug those Marines. I mean, they're badass. I mean, it's all badass. I mean, those guys are amazing. But Yeah, so let us know and hear from those that have passed away, that served our country, that were dear to you. And there's a lot of them. I mean, that's what, you know, you go out to Madison, to the cemetery out there, and you see that, and it's just, you realize, man, the scope of people who've just laid down their life for this country to give us what we have right now. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. So weigh in, 615-737-1025. We want to honor those, you know, that have served. Our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and we'll obviously do a lot of fun things here on this Friday. Chris Sanders is going to join us at 10 o'clock, Greg Wyshynski at 10:30. So a lot to get into today, including Vanderbilt as well, getting it done last night. We're up and running here on this Friday on the Chase and Big Joe Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
I can't forget the look in his eyes, or the tears he cried, as he said these words to me. All gave some.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Good stuff coming back.
Some stood through for the red, white, and blue. Some had to fall.
Is this? I'm having trouble placing who this is, and I hate that.
Let it breathe. Here we go.
Think of all your liberties and recall.
He lives out by you, Chase.
Does he?
He lives out west of town.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
That'd be the great Billy Ray Cyrus, my friend.
Ah, that is Billy Ray. Okay. Very good. Very good. Honoring those that served and are no longer with us in observance of Memorial Day, which is Monday. So a lot of us have the day off, but let's keep in mind what this day and this weekend are all about. If you'd like to honor somebody, 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai. .com. Our first one comes from 6425, honoring Rayford Brooks, USMC, served in the Korean War from Fort Payne, Alabama.
Hey, nice. Thank you for that.
You know what else is from Fort Payne, Alabama?
The boys from Alabama.
That's right. That is right. So thank you for that. It's 8722, my dad and three brothers enlisted after Pearl Harbor. They all came back except for the youngest. Melvin was 18 and killed in action 2 weeks after getting there.
My goodness.
Mm. There's just, like, we all remember the movie Saving Private Ryan, right?
Yeah.
And there's is it an actual rule, or is it just kind of like the right thing to do of, you know, if you have a family, like you go and you get the one that's left, right? That's kind of the whole premise of the movie.
Yeah, do that anymore. Yeah, that's because his brothers were all killed and they went and got, true story. I mean, it's not, he wasn't Private Ryan, but it's a true story. But I tell you what, at the end of that movie, when Matt Damon asked his wife, he said, I mean, and you watch it every time you tear up, man, he says, tell me I was a good man.
Yeah.
And it just, God, he's standing over there over Tom Hanks's grave.
Yeah.
And he says that, Thomas Nashville says, my grandfather, Air Force Captain Roger Barnes Sr., served in the Air Force from the time he graduated high school, was an elder statesman, served in the Korean War and World War II, was once interviewed by the National Banner, was quoted saying he'd rather shoot down the enemy than eat steak. Probably cannot get away with that now. Thank you so much. I love telling his story. Thank you, Thomas. His story should always be told to anybody everywhere. Thank you.
Let's see. Thank you for this. My grandpa served in World War II in Europe. So did my uncles. Grandpa Charlie was an amazing man and missed every single day. Honor them all the time. Thanks, guys. Patrick.
Nice.
You're welcome. I believe Sean Henry wants to weigh in on this.
Yes.
Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, on the line with us. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Doing fantastic.
You know, I had my calendar call in today, and I wasn't sure if that was still on or not. So I panicked and just dialed your phone, and I will confess, I was not listening to the station, so I'm not sure what I'm weighing in on, but I miss you guys.
Well, we miss you too. Actually, I think you'll like what we're doing right now. You like most of the things we do, but we're honoring those in observance of Memorial Day. We're having people call in, text in, family members that serve that are no longer with us, and just tipping our caps to those that have served our great country. And you guys do such a fantastic job with that every game with the Predators, with honoring somebody there, which is really cool.
It's really nice. That's a great segment. And let's face it, none of us will ever do enough, you know, to thank people and the families, too, who sacrificed so much. But I'm glad you're doing it. You know, my dad was a veteran. He was too young for Korea, but my one uncle served in Korea, and then seven uncles all served in World War II. Fortunately, I got to know all of them, you know, with obviously sacrificed by being there. But military, sure, proud of my family. I'm so proud of those guys, too. Good role models to look up to. And, again, I don't think any of us can thank those that have served enough. So I appreciate you guys doing the segment. It's nice.
Yeah.
And not forgetting who I am.
We could never do that. Hey, I am curious of something because I think it's usually the second period that you'll honor somebody from the military and they're there, you know, with their families and get that moment and all the accolades. But you guys do that, you know, 41 regular season games. You do it in the preseason. You do it in the postseason. And it's been going on for years and years and years. There's got to be a lot of work that goes into that to be able to, and there's so many that serve our country, but to be able to find all those people to get them to the game and set all that up, that's got to be a huge undertaking, but a great one.
Yeah, you know, we have a really good crew that, you know, tries to honor those that serve that are part of our organization, whether employees, which we just did one of the last games of the year, or those that have been in around us or service the community or up in Montgomery County. But we get a lot of people say, hey, you should honor X. And we always say, well, we got to make sure that person wants to be honored because,
sure,
you know, there are so many that for a lot of reasons, you know, don't want to. And it's funny, sometimes you'll get people saying, well, why won't we honor, you know, my whatever brother? Like, because we need him to be part of it. It's not a surprise. You know, so it's sometimes hard to get people to understand that. But I tell you, when we get to honor the Vietnam veterans, you know, who didn't enjoy the same fanfare when they came home, I think those are the most emotional normally for the person we're honoring. And it's always amazing to watch them get so emotional and choked up because they didn't enjoy ticker tape parades. You know, they didn't enjoy, you know, free meals and people stuffing $20 bills in their shirts. So we've got a handful of our employees whose dads or moms actually were honored as Vietnam veterans. And to me, those are the most emotional. And the ones that are just the most joyous are the World War II veterans who, unfortunately, you know, fewer and fewer are around. So it really is a special moment. Do you know who worked on with us on creating such a special moment, though? Who was very detailed of what we should do, how we should do it, and when we should do it. Do you know who it was?
You told the story. Is it Ryan Suter?
It's Ryan Suter, and I know our fans love to boo him, but I'll tell you, I'm a big fan of Ryan Suter's. You know, obviously no one likes how he left, but there was a guy that said, hey, let's use our game to not just, you know, have a guy wave from the crowd, but let's really make it an emotional moment where all of a sudden we'll get a standing ovation celebrating that person that then will translate to our players and inspire them. Let's have them come down after the game to meet the team. And every time we do it, you know, I smile a little bit, but I always loved the games when we did it against Minnesota or now Dallas. Because when he touches the puck, everyone boos. And a moment later, we're all cheering and something that he architected. I'll always be grateful to Ryan and his passion for our country. So, it's neat.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I know. And look, I'm one of those people that it's like, it's been over a decade. Let's let it go. It's okay. Like, just let's move on. The good things have happened here in Smashville. So, just time to move on.
No, don't ever shame. Never shame a fan's passion to do what they want to do. And when you talk to a Ryan Suter or a Patrick Kane, they kind of smile about it, you know, because those passions are strong. So, you know, when his son's playing in the NHL, maybe it still happens to him. Who knows?
Yeah, hey, Chase.
I got to say, I owe Ryan Suter because Sean remembers this. I interviewed him one of his – I think it was like his second or third game back. And I just happened to be down in the – you know, I'd gone to the Minnesota room and – he was there and said he'd do an interview with me. And I asked him, how does it feel to get booed every time you come back here? But I did it in a nice way and he gave a really good answer and that got some attention. So I kind of owe him.
Yeah, now he's really proud. What's amazing is I saw him, I don't know, a few months ago and he talks about that interview to this day. He's like, I owe Chase. He's a real hero of mine.
Oh, hey, Sean, real quick, I you got to have to get the guy from Eurostone to build some more cabinets or whatever he does, countertops, because you guys got the Polestar Award, right? Best Arena?
Yeah, once again, we got it. And we have now won that more than any arena in the industry, which we're proud of. You know, you win that because there are certain things you can control. You know, how guests are treated, how performers are treated, how road crews are treated. And, you know, it's the Forum, the whatever Staples Center is called now, Madison Square Garden. They've all won it multiple times. But now I think we won it 4 or 5 times, which is really amazing, wow. Especially since 2 of those buildings own Polestar. So yeah, they should win more often. But we had an all-staff party yesterday, you know, to go over a lot of fun things over the summer. And it was good to be able to hold up that trophy. It's only about 18 inches tall, but it's like 30 pounds.
Lord.
And the Stanley Cup is also about 30 pounds. So we said, it's fun celebrating this one today. It'll be a lot more fun when we celebrate that silver 30-pound trophy, though.
There we go.
Yeah. Sean, real quick, since we have you, Ryan McDonough going back to Tampa, and Barry did such a great job of laying all that out. But I know it was only 2 years, but I feel like Ryan made such a huge impact with this organization, and just happy for him and his family. I know Tampa is home, so to see him go back there, but gonna miss him here in Smashville too.
Oh, we will. He's a special man. You know, we got him. It was a huge trade, and by trading back away, it's good for a lot of reasons, and the biggest one is really for him. But what he did for our organization, you know, people forget when he got hit in the mouth with a puck. And remember, he was out, yeah. You know, quite a bit of time. And then Roman went out right around Christmas time, and Ryan stepped back into the lineup, you know, long before anyone thought he would. And he did it because our captain went down, you know, the best defenseman in the league went down, and he knew the team needed him, and he knew the locker room needed his presence. And I look at that today, and that moment will pay dividends literally for decades because of what the younger guys saw him do. And then after the trade deadline, remember, a lot of our leaders, experienced players, were out last year. And, you know, he was the guy that kind of held the room together and inspired that really fun play that we have with the young guys. So he did a lot for us. And, you know, he taught maybe some veterans a different way of leadership, and he taught a lot of young guys what it takes to play in this league. So we'll always be grateful to him. And I really am glad that he's able to, quote-unquote, go back home, you know, for his last couple of years. And maybe he signs a 10-year contract extension after that. But, man, that guy's amazing. The sheer number of playoff games he's played and the way he led our team and the Rangers and the Lightning, he's a special, special player. And he just graduated from Wisconsin last weekend, which is just amazing that he did that while playing, you know, the games that he did and, you know, with so many demands from his family. He's a really unique man.
So he was successful without a college degree.
He was. He also thought it was very important to go get one.
There you go.
For a lot of reasons, you know, for himself, for his family, for his kids. Like I talked to him about it. Like for me, it was inspiring because I didn't even know, no one knew he was doing it. And really, really amazing for all the right reasons. But he is a great example of you live right, you work hard, you do the right thing, you prepare, and you can be successful with or without paper. But he also knows to, you know, he honors education.
For sure. Sean, appreciate you calling in. It's good to catch up. We'll do this from time to time. So we'll make sure to have some fun over the summer.
All right, I guess I'll take it off my calendar now, being, you know, I invaded your show. But I do appreciate you guys. Hope you have a nice weekend. And once again, you know, let's all give a little thanks to those that gave so, so much more than I can even imagine. So
no doubt.
Appreciate Amen. Them and you guys for bringing honor to them. See you guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sean. Sean Henry joining us here on the program. Good to catch up with him. Real quick, Kenny the Mailman wants to honor some veterans before we get to Matt Greachy from Nashville Super Speedway. Kenny, what's up?
Fellas, how are y'all doing?
Doing fantastic.
I just heard the greatest quote ever when someone called in and said their father would rather shoot the enemy than eat steak.
Yeah.
There are so many pinhead intellectuals that would lose it hearing that, but I absolutely appreciate and adore. Thank you for keep saying things like that. My father was Corporal Robert Hutchison. He had just got the biggest break in his life, being hired by the railroad right before World War II. He was a high school dropout, one of the greatest jobs you could have. When Pearl Harbor happened the next week, they told all the railroad workers, you have been designated. We have to have this industry. You will not be drafted. Do not join. You will get pay raises. You've lost the right to strike, but you're a needed industry. The next day, my dad walked down and joined.
Wow.
And he was in the very first invasion. Our first place we fought in Europe was North Africa. He went through North Africa, Sicily, Italy, southern France, Germany, and was on troop ships to invade Japan. People don't realize that. 99% of the people had no idea we had the bomb. We were going to have to invade Japan. And he always told me, never, ever, ever feel sorry for him. Respect his country, love it, because he had people die. 1 foot from his left and 1 foot from his right, and they never got to have a son. So we have a lot that we need to be thankful for, and we have forgotten it. We teach war with 2 or 3 red arrows, 2 or 3 blue arrows, and we memorize 5 generals' names, and that's it. And it's much more than that. Joe's best article he ever wrote, one day he went out to the graveyard. You remember that, Joe?
Yeah, always ask.
Yeah, so never forget these men. All my best to you.
Amen to that. Kenny, thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
That was very well done. Very good story, for sure. We'll continue to have these throughout the show. You want to honor somebody that served, that is no longer with us, in observance of Memorial Day, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll talk to Matt Greachy, Nashville Super Speedway. The double this weekend. We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, here on this Friday, Memorial Day weekend. Taking your calls and texts on honoring somebody that served our great country. We'll continue to get to those. But it's also a big weekend in motorsports. The Grand Prix at Monaco, the Indianapolis 500 at Indy, and, of course, the Coke 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We bring in Matt Greachy, the GM of the Nashville Super Speedway, as the Ally 400 is it's almost here. It's like a month away. Hard to believe. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We are doing great here at Nashville Super Speedway. And you're right. Yeah, we're just under 5 weeks away from our NASCAR triple header weekend, returning to Nashville Super Speedway.
Well, and I wanted to have you on because it's the perfect time, because not only do you have the Ally 400 with NASCAR, but the Music City Grand Prix is going to be out there in September. So IndyCar returns to the Nashville Super Speedway, which is going to be a lot of fun. I thought that was appropriate because we got Kyle Larson trying to run Indy 500 and Coke 600 this weekend, and that I think is huge for both leagues and obviously motorsports in general.
It is huge. Yeah, you're right. We get to do the double here this year for NASCAR and IndyCar, not on the same day, but the same year. We're super excited to host the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix in September. But Kyle Larson comes Sunday doing the 1,100 miles between Indianapolis 500 on Sunday afternoon. Jump on a helicopter, jump an airplane, get over to Charlotte Motor Speedway and run 600 miles for the Coca-Cola 600 to hopefully culminate to 1,100 total miles, which it's quite the feat. And I don't think the buzz is there. It hasn't been done since Kurt Busch in 2014. And Kyle has a great opportunity to put on a tremendous showing in both races.
It's got to be exciting for Speedway Motorsports, you know, obviously with Charlotte, because even though it's a rare thing, and I think that's a good thing that, you know, if it was done every year, it wouldn't be as special as it is now. But when it is attempted, it's certainly, there's some hype, because I can remember the aerial shots of the helicopter of Tony Stewart or Kurt Busch or Robbie Gordon or John Andretti, whoever, you know, landing at the track and like, oh, they've made it. They're going to be able to get the back half of the double. But it's got to be cool for your company to have such an important part of it.
Yeah, it is. It's great. You know, Charlotte Motor Speedway going into the Coca-Cola 600 and celebrating Memorial Day on Sunday with the great partnership of the military, representing all branches of the military and fallen soldiers throughout the day. But for it to happen with Kyle Larson around the double in great equipment on both sides of the racing, with Arrow McLaren on the IndyCar and then Hendrick Motorsports on the Cup Series car, and just the talent that he is, that you see him jump in any form of motorsports and he's successful. And for him to be starting fifth in his first ever IndyCar race is quite the feat. And I think everybody's going to be tuning into both races, and it's exciting for motorsports.
Matt, we are now, what, I guess about 5 weeks out from the big race in June, though. And one of the terms I've always hated is like, oh, the hay's always in the barn. But, I mean, you guys work tirelessly through that entire weekend, don't you? I mean, it's nonstop for you guys.
it's nonstop, and we're full throttle right now. We're in the setup mode and getting things ready for our NASCAR triple header weekend. Kicks off Friday, June 28th with the Rackley Roofing 200 Craftsman Truck Series race. Heads right into the Tennessee Lottery 250 on Saturday, June 29th, and then culminates with Ally 400 on Sunday, June 30th. And we are trending towards another sellout. We do still have some tickets available, but get your camping, get your tickets quickly. NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com. Just the overall motorsports landscape is definitely hot. And if you're interested, come visit us. We can't wait to see everybody here in 5 short weeks.
I know Saturday and Sunday are a lot of fun, but I tell you, last year, the truck race on the Friday night, Matt, it's something. I think that Friday night Rackley Roofing race is vastly underrated. That's a lot of fun.
Truck Series racing is a lot of fun. You're right. I think those drivers and teams are not afraid to get side by side and beat and bang and look towards that checkered flag. You've got racing under the lights, which is probably the most exciting thing that you can do. And see that on Friday night is definitely a spectacle. Everybody's going to be clamoring for that Gibson guitar in victory lane.
So I have a fun idea. The Ally 400 comes down to Kyle Busch and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. I think that would be that could be fun. That could be entertaining. You think they could settle some things at the Nashville Super Speedway that started last weekend at North Wilkesboro?
I think a little bit was settled on Sunday. I think there was a little bit of action after the race at the North Wilkesboro. I think as motorsports is, I think there's a lot of attention to that, especially when tempers boil over a little bit. I think the action came off the track. I think maybe they did already settle some things. I think everything else will probably be battled on the racetrack. Those are two tenacious drivers. I think the emotions got the best of them, but I look forward to seeing them battle it out here on the track at the Ally 400.
I think my favorite thing was later in the week, somebody asked Richard Childress about it, and look, you don't mess with the car owner. Those things are expensive, and he said, look, if Ricky's going to wreck the 8 car, then he's going to have to deal with me.
Yeah, and I would take Richard's word on that, too. I think he means it. It is his equipment, and he doesn't want to see that beaten up. I think I think they can settle in on track and maybe not wreck each other, but we look forward to them battling hard at the Ally 400.
And I mentioned the Music City Grand Prix, the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix that'll be at Nashville Super Speedway. I remember IndyCar out there the first time. It was so much fun. I know this has been a great partnership so far, but how excited are you all to see the open wheel, the Indy cars, Joseph Newgarden, Nashville Zone, be on the concrete there at Nashville Super Speedway?
We have not hosted the IndyCar series since 2008 here. And IndyCar racing and those vehicles are such a spectacle, and we can't wait to host them here for the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix, September 13th through the 15th. It's going to be the season championship for the NTT IndyCar series. So you're going to see the season culminate here, the champion awarded. We're super excited to host them here at a mile and a third concrete surface. It's going to be 3 wide racing all the way to the checkered flag.
So I have some sources, as you know, with Nashville Super Speedway, and they want me to ask you if you've done your stretches this morning, if you're ready to sprint, because apparently a lot of people think you're going to win the whole thing. I understand there's some Olympics, center office Olympics going on.
So the preliminaries are going to be today. I think I'm going to be a bystander and kind of scout out the talent and what I'm up against. I may take a breather today, scout it out, and I'll take place in the next one.
Okay. All right. So a little strategy there for sure. I know I was asked to ask that. So I think people are making their notes right now, but that's a lot of fun in honor of the Olympics this summer. Hey, Matt, appreciate it as always. We're looking forward to it. We will talk to you several more times before the race, just 5 weeks away at the Nashville Super Speedway, but looking forward to it.
Yeah, come visit us at 1-866 RaceTix if you want to give our ticket agents a call, or visit us at NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com. As always, guys, we appreciate the time.
Yeah, for sure. Matt Greasy joining us, GM of the Nashville Super Speedway. Looking forward to being a part of that weekend once again. Coming up at the end of June. So it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of you, Gloria, hang on the line with us. We got more texts to get to. honoring those that have served in observance of Memorial Day. We'll do more of that next. 615-737-1025. Our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And it is Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063, The Game. I was wondering if we'd hear this one today. Had a feeling we would. 615-737-1025. We're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always a grout. If I could speak, that would be great. About great service.
Precious is what you are.
I'm something.
You are.
How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I love these. These are rolling in. Again, as Chase said earlier, we're honoring those that have served our country, no longer here. 615-737-1025. Please call or text. We're going to read them all. Jeremy in Clarksville says, I have three. Frederick Nick Moses, Sergeant First Class, Special Forces, U.S. Army. Jason Brown, Sergeant First Class, U.S. Army Special Forces. Justin Whiting, Sergeant First Class, U.S. Army Special Forces. All were teammates of mine, Jeremy and Clarksville. Thank you, Jeremy, and thank you for what you've done, my man.
Let's go to Gloria, who's been waiting patiently on our phone line. Gloria, hello.
Ah, how are you?
We're doing fantastic. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, I was just calling. My mom had two brothers. One was Wayne Thompson. The other one was Torres Thompson. One of them died in Vietnam. And the other one came back and was back a week and died in a car accident in Nashville. His name was Torres Thompson, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but I just want to honor them.
Well, I'm glad
and
you
mom,
did.
My mom, I never met them. I never met them. You know, I was probably 7, 8 years old. I probably met them but don't remember. But, yeah, all through my childhood, she talked about them.
Wow. So. Well, thank you for honoring them.
Yes, and the Troy's, his wife was pregnant when he died, and he had a daughter, and she joined the Navy and stayed in the Navy for 6 years, and now her son is in the Army, and he's in Germany right now. So I think it's pretty neat.
It's amazing. Thank you. That is,
that is fantastic. That is on. Thank you, Gloria. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, look, the what I think is one of the coolest things is, and follow me on this, not that, you know, somebody passes away, but that still the legacy's followed. Like, you know, if there's a son and their father was killed in action or something, yet they still want to go serve, and it goes down from generation to generation.
Sure, man.
That's just, that's on, you know, a great way to honor the legacy.
It is.
For sure.
Jenna Nashville says, I'd like to honor my first cousin. Thomas J. Kaufman died through hostile action in Vietnam, 1970. 23 years old, 1969 graduate of Johns Hopkins University. My goodness. After graduating, entered the Army to serve our great country. Thank you. Thank you, Jenna, for sending that in for us, too, as well. There. Yeah, that's something. Give me 1 second here, Chase. And I had this story that if it happened today, it happened in 1950, but if it happened today, it'd be devastating. And it's about my uncle. There were 32 young men that were in the summer, were at the Air Force, and they were the ROTC program, and they were in South Carolina, and they were coming back. There were 28 high school seniors flying, and I've written about this before, and it's, I never knew my uncle, but 1950, obviously, but they were flying back from South Carolina. They'd been there for 2 weeks. For training, summer training in the Army Air Corps. I forget what it's called exactly back then. And the plane crashed after takeoff, and they all died. 28 high school seniors from Nashville died. And I remember my grandmother telling me just the amount of funerals around Nashville the following week or two. Was something that, of course, you'd never forget. My mom was 12 years old, and they were my uncle, very, very close, very tight. And I've run into people in the last several years after I wrote the story who knew my uncle, went to high school with him. I mean, they, you know, they're probably 93, 94 years old now. But remember that. Remember what happened. Just imagine if that happened today, you know, and all the families went to the airport and word got out and nobody knew what was going on. And finally they did. But I'll never forget, though, the body came home and my grandmother had the casket in the house for had it there before the funeral, and she said I wanted him to spend one more night in the house before we lit in the rest. And so that night, Chase, the Air Force had a guy stand at full salute the entire night downstairs in the living room of the house. And then the next day, he was laid to rest. So I just, you know, it's just, it's something, man. I just shudder to think if that happened today anywhere in our great country for all that. But
yeah,
it's one of those things, man.
I know. And it's like, I think back on that, you know, I've had family members, you know, that served in World War II and, you know, got to hear some of those stories and everything. And, you know, as time is passing, we're losing that because we're losing those people. And, you know, even though like that is a horrible time in our world, but to hear, you know, the first count of like, yeah, I was at, you know, Iwo, or you know, I was in London or wherever, you know, that they were stationed, to hear those stories. And, you know, obviously we have that with Korea and Vietnam and, you know, other things in Iraq, and, you know, can't forget that either. And it's just, but it's like, I sit back and listening to these and reading these, and it's like, we're just, you know, these stories are, that's what they are. They're becoming stories. We're not able to hear the first count anymore. And I think it's important to remember,
right,
remember those and remember that history. Because it obviously changed our world, changed our country, and it's something we don't need to forget.
All right, I will tell you this before we go to the break, and I say this all the time. A soldier, listen to me, audience out there, a soldier dies twice. Once when he physically dies. Second is when we stop telling their stories.
Yep.
So never stop telling their stories, because people want to listen.
Yep, 100%. Keep these coming throughout the show. We will, you know, obviously we got a lot of time to talk sports. This is important to honor those that we've lost and that served our country. So 615-737-1025. We'll continue that into hour number two. Also, Chris Sanders is going to join us next. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 106.3 The Game.